This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden hosts Finland's president and Sweden's prime minister for talks today at the White House about their application to join NATO, support for Ukraine and European security. Biden on Wednesday praised what he calls Sweden and Finland's important decision after they formally applied for membership in the NATO military alliance in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden said he warmly welcomed and strongly support the historic applications from both countries for membership in NATO and look forward to working with the U.S. Congress and our NATO allies to quickly bring Finland and Sweden into the strongest defense alliance in history. Finland's parliament overwhelmingly joined NATO Wednesday by a vote of 188-8. Finland and Sweden's application has been met with resistance from Turkey and Russia. Moscow's decision to invade neighboring Ukraine in February raised fears in both countries, especially Finland, which shares a border with Russia. All 30 NATO member nations are expected to quickly consider the applications, a process that normally takes up to a year. The U.S. Senate is set to vote today on a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. The measure includes money for military equipment, training, and weapons for Ukraine, replenishing stocks of U.S. equipment sent to Ukraine, and financing to help other countries that aid Ukraine. It also includes billions of dollars in humanitarian aid, including helping money to address global food shortages caused by the conflict. The House overwhelmingly gave its approval to the package last week. The measure, the Senate proves, it would go to President Biden for his signature. This is VOA News. The federal government is warning law enforcement agencies around the nation of the potential for extremist violence after the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion striking down the constitutional right to abortion. A memo from the Department of Homeland Security says violence could come from either side of the abortion issue or from other types of extremists seeking to exploit tensions. U.S. authorities, health authorities that is, are warning of a resurgence of the virus pandemic. We get more on that story from the AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Health officials say America's virus pandemic could get worse in coming weeks and bring with it a return to mask recommendations.
There's a lot of infections across America.
White House Virus Response Chief Ashish Jha notes a steady increase the past 5 weeks, 26% just last week. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says nearly a third of Americans now live in areas with medium or high COVID-19 community levels, where they are high.
We urge local leaders to encourage the use of prevention strategies like masking in public indoor settings.
Walensky says hospitalization rates are also up 19% in the past week, but still much lower than during the Omicron wave. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Experts say North Korea is likely to dismiss all international antivirus help, at least for now, despite its first acknowledged outbreak of suspected COVID-19 cases surging across the country. The country is scrambling to deal with rapidly rising cases of COVID-19 symptoms as it announced just over 1.7 million patients with fevers and 62 deaths as of Tuesday via its official Korean Central News Agency. And Russia says the nearly 1,000 Ukrainian troops who doggedly defended a giant steelworks in Mariupol have surrendered. The plant became a symbol of their country's resistance. The announcement Wednesday comes as the battle for the strategic port city appeared all but over. Ukraine ordered the fighters to save their lives and said their mission to tie up Russian forces is now complete. The fighters still face an uncertain fate. Russia's defense ministry spokesman said 959 Ukrainian troops have now abandoned the stronghold since they started coming out on Monday. Meanwhile, the first captured Russian soldier to be put on trial by Ukraine on war crime charges pleaded guilty to killing a civilian and could get life in prison. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.